The idea of model bias has been all the rage of late. People love structural meta-explanations for things that make them look smart and reveal seemingly hideous motives behind human actions, hence the undying appeal of Marx, Freud, and Dan Brown. But the fact is, models can be biased, and when they are, it's not usually out of malice or hypocrisy, but, and frankly, I think this is a lot more common, laziness. Companies are prohibited from building models for credit decisions that use gender as a variable, but not using gender as a variable is hardly a guarantee that a model isn't biased. The fact is that there are countless correlates to gender, age, and race in our world, since these things are deeply embedded in the culture and, at least with age and gender, biology of humans. In fact, it would probably be difficult to find a meaningful variable that isn't correlated with one or all of those factors. Hence the problem. If you collect gender and then evaluate a model for gender bias, the simple fact is that almost any model you produce is going to correlate with one or all of the protected classes. To take the obvious example from the Apple case, we know that incomes correlate to gender and wealth to age. We've all heard countless studies about the gender wage gap. If we assume that Morgan Stanley uses income as a variable in determining creditworthiness, that would be hard to argue with. But it's going to correlate to gender and age and race. So is wealth. Past payment history may too. Employment status definitely will. The biggest driver of the gender pay gap is women being out of the workforce. So if companies are supposed to build credit models with variables that don't correlate to age, race, or gender, it looks like they aren't going to be able to use how much money you have, how much money you make, whether and what kind of job you have, and whether or not you've repaid previous loans. That can't be right. So the mere fact of model decisions correlating to a protected variable is not evidence, even a little bit of evidence, of bias. Having an independent reviewer examine your model to see if its decisions correlate to gender is a guaranteed disaster. And yet, it's absolutely true that a model can be biased and that some kinds of variables should not be used. So how do you know which is what? There's a way to decide, and it's all about good data science.